Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the topic that I want to get some reaction from you guys, phone calls, texts to the WCCO radio talk and text line. Can you be friends with your ex? Ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, can you be friends with your ex? Which I know that question's been put out there before, but let's discuss the topic. And I want to discuss it starting with giving you my feelings on this. Can I be friends with the ex-girlfriend? Yes and no. Okay? Yes and no. And I know many of you are like, well, what do you mean yes and no? Yes or no? The yes, I can be friends with an ex is under this scenario. I can be friends with an ex if I am seeing someone else or in a committed relationship. So this is the deal. So let's say I have girlfriend from 2017 to 2020. And so now it's 2025. I've got a new girlfriend.
You moved on with your life.
If I am in a relationship or seeing somebody or have feelings for somebody else, can I honestly be friends with an ex and it not be awkward at all? 100%. 100%. That's how I operate. Because I'm secure enough and I care enough about that person that I'm with right now, that I'm committed to, that I'm locked down with, that I'm spending time with, that I have feelings for, to not have an issue with stuff in the past or somebody that I previously dated. But now let's flip it. Because I said yes and no. This is the no part. If you are my ex-girlfriend and I am single and you are single, yeah, I don't think I can.
Are you afraid you're going to slide back into some bad habits? Or?
Well, this is the deal. So I am friends with exes, but if I'm seeing somebody, I know where the line is, and I'm good. But if they're single and I'm single, it could get murky.
You're going to say you're afraid that you're going to slide into some...
Because there's an opportunity for us to just be hanging out, have a drink, or just kind of like... And then something could... Sparks could fly. It could be rekindled, at least for a night. So that's why I'm saying, and if sparks fly that night, let's say that we haven't been intimate, we haven't dated, we haven't seen each other for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, but you're single, I'm single, it could get dicey. Now, if they are in a relationship and I'm not, of course, we're good. Just the way I just kind of drew up the other scenario. But if we're all just kind of like, we're just out here, That's kind of a tough one. So those are my scenarios, 651-461-9226.
But there are some people, though, that wouldn't be able to have that willpower. Like, relationship or not, if you get into that situation, it may be, you know what, I'm just going to live for the gratification of the moment, and then we'll figure everything out, you know, down the road. I look at it this way. You know, if you were friends before you started dating, I could see a scenario where you could go back to that friendship. But there are, I feel, a lot of times where you start that, you start dating, and then it progresses, and then it doesn't work. I just feel there are too many hard feelings for everything to go back to being friends. So I guess my answer is no. I can't think of any exes that I've been friends with after, because, like, once it's done, to
so
me,
wait,
it's
wait,
like,
wait, 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 wait. So you've never been a friend with any exes? Wow, that's interesting to hear from one Christopher Tubbs that he has never been friends with an ex. That I'm not sure that I'm buying that. That surprised me a little bit. Are you saying that, for the record, that you've never been friends with an ex?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
651-461-9226.
I mean, listen, once you've seen somebody naked, I mean, you kind of can't go back on that, right? I mean, it's like...
I mean, there's more to relationships than just seeing somebody naked. And this actually came up...
Oh, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
This actually came up because the singer was at... I think it's pronounced Givion or whatever. He was on a podcast, and this question actually did come up on the podcast of, can you be friends with your ex?
Are you for or against staying friends with your ex?
Well, I have this theory, right? If you could be friends with your ex, you either never loved them or you're still in love with them.
Whoa, I'm processing that.
All right, so let's play it one more time. I know we had the kind of the pause there, the setup. I blame you. But listen to what he says about exes.
Are you for or against staying friends with your ex?
Well, I have this theory, right? If you could be friends with your ex, you either never loved them or you're still in love with them.
Whoa, I'm processing that.
Wow. What do you make of that?
I here's the thing with me, though. When it comes to, like, certain relationships, and especially, like, intimate, mm-hmm. once you're done, I don't hold on to relationships that have run their course. To me, and this sounds very harsh, but I'm a discard and move on guy. Okay. I'm like, if we're done mm-hmm. and our relationship is no longer, I'm like, deuces, Zeus's, I'm moving on. I'm doing my own thing.
So for the record, you said that once you've dated and you guys have been intimate and all that, whatever, and it's over, that you move on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me kind of transcribe that for all the people out there listening.
That sounds bad.
All right, for all of you out there listening, what Christopher Tubbs has told you is that he's never in his life had mind-blowing, amazing sex. That is what essentially he just said. Because did y'all hear what he said? Go back on the podcast and listen mm-hmm. to what he just said, because that's essentially what he just told you guys, is that he's never had mind-blowing sex. Because anybody that's absolutely had mind-blowing sex before and has had an ex and has had that time where they miss someone and you get that late-night text or that mm-hmm. late-night call or whatever it is, you know what it is.
But see,
But see, Chris has never had that mind-blowing sex before.
Oh, are you kidding? I've given some ladies the ride of their life. It's like Ric Flair, baby, okay? Space Mountain.
No one said you gave anybody anything. You didn't get mind-blowing sex.
That is not true.
Because you're like, I'm over it.
No, here's it. I don't want to look at somebody and be like,
You're a prude. Stop it.
I'm a prude?
Stop it.
I've had sex at least once in my life because I believe my child is mine. Okay? Wait. But no, when I'm done with a relationship, like, I don't want to look at that person and, you know, be jealous or be petty if they're doing something. It's like, because then those memories just come back. You're like, man, I remember when we used to do this. I remember when we, you know, used to go out and do this.
So all of your sexual attractions are emotional? You've never had unemotional sex?
No, there's been plenty of times where I split it, quit it, and hit it.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, you hit it, split it, and quit it, and move on. Well, we've all done that.
Don't try to, on one hand, try to act like you're Mr. Emotional, and then on the other hand, you're talking like you're BBD,
but don't
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Hey, don't you ever look at somebody in a relationship that you used to date, and then you're like, you get a little bit, like, you second guess yourself, and you're like, man, I remember, or they're with somebody else, and you feel a little jealous. Like, I don't want to put myself in that situation where I see them with somebody else, and then I start to be like, man, I start to, like, go down memory lane. You've never done that. You've never been in that situation where you've been.
You're not the player I thought you was. You ever had a one-night stand?
No, you've never had one. The way you just answered that.
Of course, it's fine to say no. I've never had one.
Oh, dude,
it's fine to say that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, man. Well, see, I'm not going to tell you all of my sexual conquests. I mean, why am I going to do that? Why would I tell you about my one night stands? Okay? Why would I tell you about
I didn't ask you a name. I didn't ask you a year. I just said, have you had a one night stand?
I think we all have at one point.
Not everybody in the world has had a one night stand. That's not true.
Well, then you haven't lived. You haven't lived.
Who's on the line? Who should I take first?
We can go Jam and Jeff.
Jam and Jeff. What's up, Jam and Jeff?
What up, man? You guys got me rolling over here, brother. I'm dying laughing.
I'm telling you, man, he's over here just acting all like he... Man, stop playing with me.
I care about my significant other. I don't want to relive all of my sexual conquests. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
I'm not. We're not talking about your current wife. We're talking about years ago. You hear that? Can you believe this guy, Jim and Jeff? Can you believe this guy?
I'm just going to say for the record, he never did say he didn't have any wild stuff. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm sticking up for you, Tubbs. But let me tell you something.
Attaboy.
If you can't be friends with your... with one of your past whatever.
Well, but you said you can't. Wait. Did you say you can or you can't?
If you can't, then you got a problem. For the simple fact is, my kid's mom, I never married her. They said, why didn't you marry her? Well, cause I didn't marry her because I got the house. It still cost me money. But let me tell you, I was the best man at her wedding, and all three of us are business partners. Remember I said that?
Yep.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. And we're all business partners. I still love her to death. I wouldn't let anything happen to her. I'd do anything for her. And what she says is, she says, I'm married to both of you. I just go home with one.
Oh, wow. I like that. Oh, man. Man, she, hold on. She said that to you like that? Whoa, my goodness. What's going on, Jeff? Y'all having too much of a good time.
Let me tell you something. She's pretty cool, man. But let me tell you, Jam and Jeff from Cullen's Ice Cream, baby. This Saturday, we got the grand opening down there at New Hope. On 42nd Quebec from
New
one
Hope,
line. New Hope, New Hope Cullen's Ice Cream. We opened it up in July 1st. We're gonna have a grand opening this Saturday, 1 to 9. You buy one, get one. And the ribbon cutting is at 3 o'clock. You guys are both cordially invited to come on down and hang out with us and get some ice cream, baby.
Hey, listen. Let me say this real quick before we let you go, man. Let's go. I need to know what days you are gonna be at the Champlain location, because I've actually made it out to the Champlain Park Lifetime a little bit here the last couple of months, and I always wonder, I'm like, man, where's Jam and Jeff going to be at?
I used to work out a Lifetime Champlain every day, but
really?
I don't have enough time now, but I'm there. Let me tell you something, Henry. I'm there every morning until about from 11 until sometimes 3. So
nice.
If you want to stop down there, the place ain't open. Just stop down and say, hey.
Where's Jam and Jeff? All right, man.
I'm here by myself. Just come on in.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Jam and Jeff checking in. Hey, Jam and Jeff, man. Him and the old lady. Oh, man.
Come and knock on our
hey!
Door.
We've been waiting for you. We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
All right, let's take one more phone call.
Oh, this is another Jeff. This is... Not Jammin' Jeff, but Jockeying Jeff in Sauk Rapids.
Okay, all right. What's up, Jeff?
Hello. You guys are killing me.
All right, so we're putting you on the spot. Can you be friends with your ex?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've been married 3 times. As you know, I'm 73 years old. And my third wife is 59 years old currently.
Ooh. Look at you.
And I've been on good terms with my first two.
I thought you were about to say Cialis.
What's that?
I said I thought you were about to say Cialis.
No. Anyway. So, my third wife and I got married, 2012. So
okay.
What is that, 13 years ago?
Yep.
And, you know, to explain, it's been a little bit of a long story. There was some mental health issues, which on her part at some point resulted in a suicide attempt. But those things have since been resolved, and we were apart for a while.
Yep.
And next thing you know, much to my surprise, I heard from her, and she was in a homeless shelter.
Oh, man.
Now, this is a woman who spent her entire life in middle class or upper middle class living.
Yep.
In fact, he was near retirement, and I was just a rookie cop, but I worked with her dad for a few years. So, long and short of it is, next thing you know, after everything goes to hell, she's in a homeless shelter, and she contacts me and says, "Will you help me out?" I said, "Of course."
Yep.
I remember back to 2012, we got married in Las Vegas, and I remember saying, "For better or worse."
Yep. Yep. I knew you were about to say that. Yep. I knew you were about to say that. Yeah.
So she's here now. Has been for about 3 months. And I think everything's going to be good because as a result of her mental health activity, she's received proper mental health care.
Yep.
And I think we're going to be okay.
Hey, Jeff, man, thank you for the phone call, bro. Like I'm going to tell you right now, Jeff got me in my feelings right now. I know that we had a lot of fun in this segment, and I cracked jokes your way and Jeff's way and jamming Jeff's way, but that got me in the feels right there. Like I knew where he was going when he said the part about, you know, like, staying by your partner, for better or for worse, that made me feel a certain way. So, bravo to you, Jeff. Jeff Sark Rapp is a good dude.
Yeah, when you're there and somebody's going through a life altering situation, and I think obviously you look at the humanity part, and that's somebody that you had feelings for at one point. You know, for me, I have never been in that situation. Thankfully, I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I would react, but I could tell you stories about WeFest if you wanted to know.
Coming up next, we've got Word on the Street right here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, 8:20-ish. Ran a little bit late because of the last segment. We're having fun. But it's time for Word on the Street. Christopher Tubbs, what you got?
Yeah, well, Word on the Street says a case of Coors Light in your in a tent on WeFest weekend, that can go a long way. Hey, Kevin Federline claims his ex-wife, Britney Spears, had a reckless pattern of prioritizing partying over their kids. And his tell-all memoir details the moment he said enough is enough. In his newly released book, You Thought You Knew, Kevin writes, quote, I was in Miami for work trying to stay focused on my commitments, and I got a call. It was her, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan on the line, drunk as hell, begging me to come over. I could hear Preston and Jaden, who were his sons, crying in the background. It had to be 3 or 4 in the morning, and that was the final straw. According to KFed, it wasn't the first time something like that had happened, but it was the one that stuck with him the most. He said, quote, I'd already seen the photos in the tabloids, the one of her out with them all night partying at Paris's Malibu place, but hearing my kids crying while she was doing God knows what, that was it. Any deep-seated sliver of hope that I'd held on to, we might still somehow pull it together for the kids, died right then and there. Kevin remembered feeling like Britney wasn't ready to change, and, quote, he couldn't keep waiting for her to figure it out. The estranged couple, who wed in October 2004 before calling it quits 2 years later, they share 2 sons together, Sean Preston and Jaden James. As previously reported, Kevin also alleges in the book the pop icon drank alcohol while pregnant, amongst other things.
Yeah, it's not good. This is pretty damning stuff about Britney Spears. I think that her fans have wanted her to be okay, to be in a better place for a long, long time. She's clearly still not in a better place. I mean, after all these years, that last part, though, about her drinking while pregnant, for that to come out now, it's kind of like, ooh, do you need that part? I mean, if you're going to tell it, I guess tell it, but my goodness, man, that's, yeah. Oof, that hurts.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, at that point where she shaved her head and just kind of, you know, I mean, when you're that famous, that young, I can't even imagine the pressure. I can't. And, you know, maybe there's just something at some point it snaps and you can't get back into that pre-reality, whatever it is. And you do feel bad because she's still a young, young woman. And you just hope that eventually whatever happens. And I mean, who even knows if this is true? I mean, this may be some sort of a hit piece. I don't know. Hey, Caitlin Clark's impact has made it to the Miss USA 2025 beauty pageant thanks to Miss Indiana's costume tribute to the Fever superstar. I don't know if you've seen this, Henry, but it's actually pretty cool. Fashion statement went down at the competition's preliminaries at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Nevada yesterday, where Sydney Shrewsbury and the rest of the contestants took part in the state costume show. While some elected for animals and weather-themed looks, Shrewsbury showcased her sporty spirit by wearing a custom crop top and shorts in Indiana favorite colors and featuring Clark's number 22. The 24-year-old Shrewsbury also, and I know you're Googling, you will not be disappointed. Carried a
I am Googling right now.
Yeah, I know you are. I know that Google look. She also carried a basketball-shaped purse and a robe trimmed with a basketball net draped over her shoulders. It's another sign that the Caitlin Clark effect is still in full force, even with a Fever guard missing much of the 2025 season due to injuries. Now, Shrewsbury, crowned Miss Indiana USA 2025 back in April.
Oh, my.
Yeah, knows all about sports. You're welcome. And she's a former high school diving standout and fitness instructor. She's also a diehard Indiana fan. She's been spotted cheering at Colts and Pacers games. Sounds like Clark will have to invite her to a Fever game after the special shout-out.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
I've seen hotter.
Yeah, see?
I'm joking.
I was thinking about you when I came up with the story. I'm like, man, if Henry Gould.
I mean, she's got. I mean, Caitlin Clark is one of the biggest names in sports right now on the face of the planet.
Yeah, I think it's cool that she kind of went the other way. Like, everybody's going in one direction. She decided to support her team and be true to who she is. So I think that's pretty awesome. And finally, we'll end on this one. Sam Rivers, the bassist for the metal group Limp Bizkit, died Saturday, and now we have a more complete clue as to what happened. A spokesperson for the St. Johns County, Florida Fire Rescue says they responded to a call Saturday for a non-responsive person in cardiac arrest. The final cause of death is still unclear, but a rep for the St. Johns County Sheriff says, quote, deputies responded to an attended death at that address. Now, an attended death is one in which the deceased had been a patient under medical care for a serious or life-threatening illness that will likely lead to death or in a relatively short period of time, days or months, not years. Now, Rivers temporarily left Limp Bizkit in 2015, later revealing because he developed liver disease due to excessive drinking. He received a liver transplant and rejoined the group in 2018. Group announced the news of his passing Saturday evening, calling him their heartbeat. Group also said Sam wasn't just a bass player. Quote, he was pure magic, the pulse beneath every sound, the calm of the chaos, soul in the sound. He was only 48 years old.
Man, that's sad. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last night. All right, coming up next, we'll take a final look at the weather, and then we will get into the reality of financial boyboycotts and why they are so effective. We'll get to that next. Financial boycotts are the biggest and best way to change, to affect change when you're happy with the company, unhappy with the company. So let me say that one more time and be clear about this. Financial boycotts are the biggest and best way to affect change when you are unhappy with a company. And because we talk about boycotts and protests and stuff all the time. The best way, though, to actually get them to pay attention to you is stop spending money with people that disrespect you. Stop spending money with companies that don't care about you. Stop spending money with those companies, those organizations that discriminate against you, that make decisions that harm you. When you pull back your financial dollars, oh man, it hurts. That's why they say all the time, what they say, hit them where it hurts. Where does it hurt? Financially. Yeah. And the evidence is Disney Plus. They lost nearly 3 million subscribers after the Jimmy Kimmel suspension. So there's a new report that shows a massive hit they took following the suspension. Now, they have had a little bit of an uptick since with an increase in new signups, but it still hasn't made up for how many millions of subscribers that they lost. That, at the end of the day, Chris, ultimately is something that people have to always be cognizant of, is that when you feel like you've been wronged, when a company doesn't respect you, when a company is discriminatory, when they've made commentary or done things or has practices that negatively impact you, your community, your well-being, your loved ones, the best way to say no, no, no is to say, I'm not going to spend my economic dollars with you. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing right now still. We are seeing now still the impact of the DEI Target stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Target hasn't bounced back from this. Target has moved on to a new CEO. It doesn't matter. They can move on to 10 CEOs. I don't think any of the 10 that they try to pivot to are going to be able to get them back to where they were.
I think one of the problems when you're talking about a boycott is it a place that you go on a regular basis? Is it a need and not a want? Because sometimes people, I'm going to boycott Target. I'm going to boycott Walmart. I'm going to boycott, you know, whatever. Okay, but if you get groceries from there or you get clothes from there, you get, you know, toiletries or whatever, where are you going to go? You got to be able to have a backup, because if you can't hold firm with that boycott, then it's all for naught. It's a lot of bluster, and eventually, you know, let me say Taco, right? Tubbs always chickens out, okay? Let's just say, hypothetically, you could call me Taco, and if I decided to go back and use a service that I had sworn off. Some people don't have the ability to make those long-term, I'm going to draw my line in the sand, and this is it.
Yep.
People have to go to these places to get what they need to live on a daily basis. And that's hard. No matter how morally you feel against them, no matter how strong you are in your convictions, eventually you're like, man, I got to go back. I don't want to, but I have to. Disney Plus is a little different because Disney Plus is a need. All of these streaming platforms, all of this entertainment.
No, Disney Plus is not a need.
I'm sorry, it's a want.
Yes.
It's a want. Yes, sorry. It's a want. It's not a need. And that's with these streaming services. They're all wants. They're not necessities to get by on a day-to-day basis. Enough people felt compelled to say, you know what? Enough is enough. And they boycotted. And that ultimately, that's one of the reasons why Disney, they caved. Because they were losing money. Because 3 million subscribers, that is a lot of people in a very short...
And it was happening fast.
It was happening very fast. The website crashed numerous times because people... I mean, it's like, you know, Grindr was... Yeah, you know, never mind with the Charlie Kirk movie. I'm not going to say that. I think when you're looking at Disney Plus, they made the decision that they came back. And some of these subscribers are like, you know what, okay... You did the right thing. You reinstated Jimmy Kimmel. But there are others that are going to say, you know what? We don't need it. We don't need Hulu. We don't need ESPN. We don't need these. We want it, but we don't need it. And that's the hard thing when it comes down to it, is if you can stay strong, that's great. I think eventually Target's going to bounce back because... Or you know what? Maybe they won't. The longer that it goes, maybe the less likely that they do bounce back.
I guess we gotta figure out what bounce back means. Bounce back is in get all the way back to where they were? Or are we talking about pick up and do a little bit better?
I would say pick up and do a little bit better. I don't know what
maybe that, but like I think bounce back, it's all going to...
That's subjective, though, when we say bounce back, because we're on the outside looking in. We don't know the numbers. We don't know what would they...
No. The numbers get reported. We see financially stocks and how companies do and how poorly they do and how well they do from one quarter to the next.
We do, but I don't know if we look at it. I guess we don't have the context. We don't. What would they consider to be bouncing back? Because if we look that you want to make all that money back and get your stock price back up to what it was before...
Chris, they do quarterly projections.
I understand.
And if they don't meet projections, then we know that they haven't bounced back.
Right. But what I'm saying is from an executive... I mean, we don't know what they're thinking. I don't know, because our definition of bouncing back and recovering might be different than theirs.
No,
because they're inside the company and we are not.
No, I'm not talking about, like, there's two ways of talking about bouncing back. One is what they expect to do, mm-hmm. which they publicly acknowledge. That's why they have quarterly projections. If they fall short, they fall short. If they exceed, they exceed. So that's easy to look at. So there's no like, well, we got to question it. No, that's definitive.
Right, but I'm looking past the numbers, though. I guess I'm trying
and that's where I'm getting to. Is the other part of it is, how do you view them moving forward? Like, do people look at Target and all of a sudden, when you go from 2024 to 2028, do you positively look at them as a company? Do you positively look at them as a good organization from back when they dropped DI and you said to hell with Target? Or do they get to a place where you're like, you know what? I didn't like that move, but we're 3 years removed from mm-hmm. that, and I feel better about them now.
Yeah, and
that's... I think that there are certain things that they can do. They can reinvest money in communities, organizations, stuff like that, and get some of that goodwill back.
They can. When all of the DEI, when all of it was dropped, and companies were like, you know what, we're going to do away with this. It was all done at the same time as the federal government was doing away with DEI.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it might be purely coincidental, or there might be cause and effect as to when they dropped it. And that may...
What was... You think that Target rolling back DEI was coincidental?
No. Me, no.
No, it wasn't.
No, but there may be some that would look at it and say, like, what is their connection? Some may not put that connection together.
No, I think most people would.
And that's
fair. I think the most rational people would.
Well,
when other companies came out at the same time, like Costco, and said, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, there were a lot that went along with whatever the federal government was doing.
And there were some that stood down on 10 toes and said, we're not doing
that. Yeah, and how do you perceive that? Yeah, is it 3 years and you're like, you know what, I feel like maybe they will? Because guess what? If we get to another administration that has different philosophies, they may reinstate that. So I don't know of too many of these companies that are actually, you know, when you go along and you drop something because that seems to be the in vogue thing to do, bringing it back also seems like it would be the in vogue thing to do when you get to that point, when that becomes popular.
Yeah, but some of those people that they lost aren't going to go back because they said, you never truly cared and you made the decision, so now you still don't care. I'm not going back to you.
And there are some people that can afford to do that.
Yep.
There are some people that can't, but they'll go back secretly. There will be people that, you know, I got to go back and I got to shop at Target. I won't let anybody know. I won't admit that I'm doing it because it looks like you're being weak or you're not, you know, you're compromising. And I hate that. Because you could be...
You have to do what's best for you.
Yeah, you have to. At the end of the day, if it's best for you and your family, if you don't agree with what Target did, but ultimately that's the best option for you and your family and your situation, even though you don't want to, but you have to, I understand. And I am never going to judge somebody for doing what's best for their family, even if it doesn't necessarily jive, or they want to be more, you know, more steadfast in their convictions. I get it. I totally get it.
Final segment of The Lake Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final segment here of The Lake Show. Reminder, tomorrow night, be listening to the show. Final hour of the show, Mayor Jacob Frey will join us.
You going to ask him who the Vikings quarterback should be?
Maybe.
Is he Team JJ, or is he Team Brosmer, or is he Team Wentz? Anything other than Max Brosmer is going to be a disappointment.
I'm not going to ask that.
Skyuma! Right? Is that what we do?
I'm not going to ask that.
Okay. Well, I think it's a missed opportunity, personally. But, you know, that's just me.
You think we should ask him about whether A-Rod or Lori's asked him about a new building?
Absolutely. That's right behind the Vikings quarterback situation. Yeah.
You said behind?
right behind the Viking quarterback situation. Yeah. I mean, what about the, you know, the new manager, the Minnesota Twins? You know, because Kurt Suzuki has been, you know.
Let's go, Torrey Hunter. Let's go, Nick Punto. Yeah. Let's go.
I think people forget that Nick Punto was on the San Diego Padres staff. And people forget that. So, I think those are the pressing questions.
Well, the question of whether he's got enough experience is being discussed right now.
Nick Punto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether he's got enough experience.
I love Nick Punto.
Why do you love Nick Punto?
I love Nick Punto, man. That guy, he played so hard. I love it. I love a guy that'll slide into first base on a ground ball to second base. It's like your regular 4-3. You bounce to second base. You're like, and then you like slide into first base. And then you got like.
So you want him to be the manager of the Minnesota Twins because he slid into first base?
Yes. When you hustle a ground ball in the infield and you're sliding into first
base. And I'm not knocking Nick Punto.
I seriously.
We're going to get a first-year manager. I'm pretty certain of that.
I all kidding aside, I do love Nick Punto. Like, I loved his hustle. I loved his attitude. I don't know. I've always been a Nick Punto fan, and I've taken a lot of heat for it. I would not
As
be.
As you should.
What? Oh, man, that hurts. I don't know what's more hurtful, the fact that you don't think I had a hookup when I was younger, or that you don't appreciate Nick Punto.
No, I appreciate Nick Punto.
Man,
I do.
You just don't appreciate me for being a Nick Punto guy.
I mean, I think you're going a little overboard, to be honest with you. Tighten up, buddy. Tighten up.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.
I don't even know. 6'7". I don't even know. I don't even know what tighten up or. Yeah.
Urban Dictionary, bro.
No?
Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Wolves tomorrow night, they start in Portland.
Yes.
Bro. And Anthony Edwards is questionable.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Timberwolves tweeted about an hour or so ago that Anthony Edwards is questionable with back spasms. Mm.
Well, LeBron's not playing tonight. So, I mean, we might as well just... Are we already at load management with guys?
We play Portland tomorrow.
Though. I know. But, yeah, you got superstars that are sitting out the first game.
Well, yeah, and that's not it. New York, it's being noted that I think Josh Hart, who else is out tomorrow? Josh Hart and Mitchell Robinson are going to sit out the opener versus the Cavs. Load management.
I know. Yes, load that's management. What it is. It's load management already. Happy load management season. It's right after Happy Honda Days or Toyota-thon. Load management. I mean, this is just, he's going to play tomorrow. I think, you know, if you have anything, you have to err on the side of caution. I don't know if the NBA is that finicky with their injury reports that if you don't at least list somebody as questionable that is all in all likely to play, that you'll get fined by the NBA. Because I think the NFL used to do that. Like, I know Bill Belichick was
I joke when I say load management. This is clearly not that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, it's not.
Guys are not sending out opening night.
No, so they're not. It's something.
I think Jalen Williams is not playing tonight for OKC.
Yeah, he's. I think he had a wrist issue.
I see.
I think he had like a wrist surgery or something.
Okay.
But yeah, I know that LeBron isn't playing tonight. And I didn't know about the guys in New York or Ant. But yeah, Ant's going to play tomorrow. He'll play tomorrow.
I hope so. You would think so.
Man,
Ant's the type of guy that there's always something going on with Ant.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's always something going on with him, and it's like, at the very last minute, you're like, okay, yeah, the guy's going to play.
He's fine.
He's going to play.
Can't win an MVP if you don't play 82 games. 81 ain't going to cut it. Not in today's league, kid.
All right, we are done here. We will talk to Mayor Jacob Fry tomorrow evening right here on the show. And we'll have plenty of other interesting and good and fun topics as well. We'll talk to you then right here on The Good Neighbor News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.